Hello, Empress Eve here again. And today I was hoping that we could have a conversation. Not really a conversation, because I'm the one talking, you the one listening. So it's really a discourse, a diatribe, an opinion about relationships and taking ownership for your part when the relationship ain't working. Because one of the things I find, I just listen to a lot of things, you know, because I like to educate myself and keep my mind active. As an empress, it's important to keep one mind active. Because how else are you going to be magnificent if your mind dead and shut down, you know? So, I just listen to a lot of people who are expert in their field. And when they talk about relationship problems and trouble, and they come up with these marvelous suggestions about when you're in a relationship, you should focus on making yourself happy, not looking at your partner or your family members or your children or anything like that to make you happy. You know, that you can't be expecting other people to make your life feel good if you can't make yourself feel good and all that. And that when you're in a relationship and there's problems and arguments and distancing and feeling like you ain't in love no more, you don't even like the person, the best thing you can do at that time is actually focus on what makes yourself happy and then come like a full cup to the relationship, you know? And somehow miraculously that transforms the relationship into something that is much more appealing and pleasant to everybody involved. So, I like that idea. It makes perfect sense to me. But one of the problems with that is, if only one person in the relationship is taking ownership for their own happiness, then they get very exhausting, no? What if you're living with a miserable old bastard? Some miserable bugger who don't want to talk about nothing, who don't want to learn nothing new, who don't want to try nothing new, who ain't open to educating themselves and keeping themselves fresh and interesting. But the other person is, well, that ain't gonna work. Everybody got to take ownerships. Everybody got to take ownerships in the relationship. I don't care if it's your mother or your father, your brother or your sister, your son or your daughter, or anything else, your boss, your colleague. I don't care who it is. If only one of you taking ownership for the problems in the relationship, looking at themselves and seeing what their part is to play in the problem. Even if they come with the best intention and the best will in the world, it's almost impossible. Well, it is impossible if only one of you is doing the work. Because nobody is a saint out here. Ain't nobody out there being Saint Teresa. Ain't nobody out here being St. Michael. Ain't nobody out here being St. George. Ain't nobody out here being St. Gladys. Ain't nobody out here being these things, man. We human. We got ego. We got issues. So everybody involved have to do the work. Yes. So I know I experienced things like this in my own life. Where there's troubles and problems and I have to look at the situation and go, but what part I play in this situation, you know? Did I come in with a bad mood? Did I come in expecting people to be enthusiastic all the time? Why wouldn't you be? I'm Empress Eve. When you see me, you should be enthusiastic. But everybody think like me, so fair enough. So I ask myself, are you demanding too much here? What are you doing? Are you asking too much of this person? Am I being too, you know, dominant or controlling or something like that? And if I find that I am, I have to just look at myself and self-reflect and decide what I can do about it. Now, if the other person do the same thing at the same time, look at the problem in the relationship, whatever the relationship is and whatever the problem is, I say, what is my part here? What is my 50% I bring in to the 100% problem? Then, you know, it's so much easier. Because if everybody here doing what they're supposed to be doing, looking at themselves, looking at what they're bringing to the table, looking at how they're causing more stress, how they're not looking after themselves emotionally, psychologically, spiritually, financially, or whatever other E that they could be doing, it's going to be a problem. So my only point here is that everybody feels problem in relationship. There's always some struggle somewhere at some point in life. It's just part of life, you know? So both parties need to say, what is my part in this? For things to flow a bit smoother. Because otherwise, the party going to get drained is the party that always looking at themselves and saying, what did I do? How can I improve? How can I change? How can I grow so I'm not bringing on my shite? Oh, that's an Empress Eve word. It might sound rude, but an Empress Eve word, it actually means all of myself, good and bad, to the situation. So ask oneself when you're thinking about your problem, are you taking ownership or are you expecting the other person to take ownership? Are you looking at where you're bringing your own drama, your own lies, your lack of awareness about yourself, all that kind of thing to the situation? Or are you not? And if you're doing it, is the other person doing it? Because it's an imbalance, man. Imbalance is not something that nature appreciates, you know. Nature likes imbalance. That's what I find. That's what I see. That's what I know. That's what I understand. So, yeah, the relationship can struggle and suffer if only one of you doing that over the long term. I mean, everybody are up and down days. So, yeah, allow for the daily shifting and maneuvering of personality traits and all that. But if over time, only one of you giving, taking ownership, man, that ain't gonna work. That ain't gonna work at all. And it happens in all relationships. Let me reiterate that. So, look at your relationship and decide what you're going to do if only you is the one taking ownership and the other person never taking ownership. And if you is the one never taking ownership, you have to look at yourself, man. What are you doing? Who you expect to love you when you can't even behave proper? When you can't even admit when you're wrong? When you can't even apologize when you do something bad? Man, nobody ain't going to take you seriously over the long term. Or if they do, it's not somebody you need to be with. Because we're here to grow and to become better versions of we self, you know? So that's my 10 billion cents word, as I'm an empress. Obviously, can't be doing with the poverty thing. So that's my 10 billion cents word. Have a think about it, man. Where in your life, what area of your relationship where you're not taking ownership for your part in things and help your relationships run smoother? Nurture yourselves, take care of yourself, look after yourself, be kind to yourself, and be kind to those in your world. Not in some Pollyanna way. In a way where you understand people be different. You know, we different. We have different things that we like and enjoy. How you can compromise and be there in a way that feels good to you. Hope you enjoy my little discourse diatribe conversation that isn't a conversation, but is an initiation into the genius of this lady called Empress. All right, Empress Eve out. Until next time.